As you can tell from my vestment today, the church wants to emphasize the virtue of joy as we celebrate the third Sunday of Advent. What is joy? According to many definitions, joy is a state or condition instead of an emotion. Joy is constant. Joy is eternal. And joy comes from God. It's different than happiness, because happiness is an emotion. It is temporary. It is often externally based, and it's come from the environment, come from without us. The pursuit to happiness often leaves us stranded, tired, resentful, or empty. Because happiness continues to change. Because happiness is never lasting. I want you to think about this. The pursuit of happiness often leaves many people just tired, stranded, and hopeless at times. Because we can never be happy all the time. However, we can be joyful. When we know who we are, and we know who we belong to, and we know where we're going. Life is not always going to be easy. It will always have its ups and downs. But joy is that constant state of belonging to God, because it comes from God. So that even when we go through the ups and downs, this constant joy continue to give us life, continue to nourish us, and continue to help us move forward even when life gets hard. When I preach about joy, I often like to share this image that was given to me by my own financial advisor. When we were all deacons in the seminary, about to be ordained as priests, he came in to give us, all of us, a class on financial management and financial planning. And he told us, as a financial advisor, we should not, especially for retirement planning, should not. He said it three times. Never, ever, ever invest in short-term matters. If you and I, for example, he say, if we put a constant amount into our retirement planning each month, it will weather the market ups and downs. Because in the end, we will make more profit or have more return because of that constant investment. And wow, at that moment, it clicks in my mind. It made sense for me. And that is what joy is all about. We don't chase the ups and downs of the stock market of life, right? We constantly invest. We constantly put money, or we constantly allowed ourselves to come to God and to seek joy from Him. This constant state, this constant investment, this constant returning to God, help us to continue to weather the storm, and help us to continue to build strength, and it continue to help us have this joy that cannot be robbed away from the world. Which leads me toward my second point today, my brothers and sisters. We must remember this. No one can ever steal our joy away. Nothing can ever steal our joy away if we do not allow them. Think about this. There will always be people who want to gaslight, who want to manipulate, who want to hurt. And there are things in this life who want to replace itself at God or at idols in our life. And it's easy to let them manipulate, control, and deter us. But no one, nothing, can steal our joy away unless we allow them to. Think about this. Let this be your and my guidance as we celebrate the third Sunday of Advent today. How can you and I live and seek and receive joy from the Lord? St. Paul said in the second reading today from the first letter to the Thessalonians, he said clearly, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus." Rejoice always. Seek the Lord, and pray without ceasing. Life will have its ups and downs, just like the stock market, just like everything else. There'll be sunny days, and there'll be stormy days. There'll be easier moments, there'll be challenging times. But we must rejoice always. We must live in the Lord and condition ourselves to receive and to be grounded in Him. May our joy be constant, internal, which means comes from a life of prayer, a life of reflection, a life of discernment, a life of love, a life of faithfulness, a life that is constantly seeking God, desiring God, and the things that are eternal, everlasting, and transcendental instead of the things of this world. My brothers and sisters, St. Paul wraps up the second reading today by telling us, by reminding us, that our joy is real because the one who calls you and I is faithful. Remember that. God is faithful. In Him we find our joy. In all of our ups and downs and all our hardest moments, it has been Him who has been faithful. Go back and rethink about all the hard times that we went through. We were kicking and screaming, and there were times that we had a lot of doubts and just want to give up. But at those moments, we could never explain the reason why we were able to overcome them. Those were moments of grace, that strength, that love, that constancy, that sense of belonging, the sense of joy, the sense of peace, the sense of love that comes from God, that nourishes us even when we want to give up, even when it's getting hard. I'll end my homily today by sharing with you my own experience. When I found out back in 2015 that I was named pastor of three parishes, I knew that it was going to be hard, not going to be easy. I knew it was going to be stressful, and I knew that I was going to be by myself. So I pray a lot, and at that moment, I asked one of my brother priests who was going to visit his family down in Mexico if he would come back with a dachshund for me. I love dachshunds, wiener dogs, right? They are short, but they're feisty, and they're stubborn, though. Stubborn little thing. And so I asked if he would be able to bring me back a dachshund puppy, which he did. He brought me back a baby puppy, and I named her Joy. I named her Joy so that when I look at her, I would be able to be reminded that I need joy. Even when it gets tough, in being a parish priest, even when I felt like I would not be able to please everybody, even when I felt tired, even when I felt discouraged, even when I was going through hard days, when I saw joy, I would be reminded of joy. Well, I no longer have her because I'm in the military, and my state of life at this moment right now do not permit that. But I miss Joy a lot, and I name her Joy, so that even the memories that I spend with her remind me that I must be joyful, that I must seek joy in the Lord. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, that you and I, all of us, celebrate the third Sunday of Advent, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in all circumstances give thanks, for this is the will of God for you and for me in Christ Jesus. Let our joy come from God, be in God, and always bring us back to God.